you know, when I'm talking, I'm just talking. I'm not mad or angry or anything. I'm just trying to get the truth out there, because I feel like you're fighting Babylon and everybody's being bombarded with lies. And until you just cut all the noise off, you can't see it. And so, and maybe you have to pray to God to see it. I don't know. Maybe you can't see it until you just ask God to make it so clear that it's impossible to deny. But you're being programmed by your mama, your daddy, your family, your friends, your culture, your bloodline, your neighbors, the music, the TV, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. You're being programmed by all of it. Even your own preconceived ideas, but those ideas came from somewhere. You're being programmed by these podcasts online. You're being programmed from birth. You're being programmed by the flesh mind. You're already pre-programmed when you're born. You're born in sin. And so to break any and all programs, you're going to have to run to Jesus, and you're going to have to wake up and say, look, I don't want to be programmed by anybody but God. Your wife, your kids, everybody's programming you. You're being programmed without even knowing it. It's so subtle. The news, the media, the money system, the debt money system, they print more money and make it harder to live. You're being programmed every which way but loose. And so that is the hive mind. And so the only way you're going to break the program is cut the noise off, do some fasting, ask God to show it to you. And then when He shows it to you, get ready for persecution, because you're going to be thinking, you're going to be acting different than the rest of the world, because you're going to start to see different. And when you see life different than the rest of the world, they got to come after you. They got to come after you. Because if you wake up everybody, the whole system of Babylon will collapse. So everything is Babylon. Like, I can see off in the distance a Coca-Cola sign. I don't even know it's there. It's like a 2 blocks off the highway. You can barely see it. But as you're going down the highway, you're being bombarded with subliminals. Coca-Cola. Elevates. Huge cash offer. Brand. You gotta have a brand. You gotta have a brand. Branding, like they brand a cow. You have to have your own brand. And so just like they brand a bull or whatever they brand, you're branding yourself. You gotta have a brand to give you some kind of brand. Don't fight cancer alone. All these signs, Sigma, 420, whatever that means, dispensary, Wendy's. Notice how Wendy's has a lot of signs out, but they do terrible service. What's that about? They got all these highway signs, Wendy's, but their service sucks. I mean, really, it's gone downhill. Burger King and Wendy's, their service is pathetic. Literally pathetic. And everybody knows it. The employees, the people they hire at Wendy's and what did I just say? Burger King, they destroy that business. Nobody goes there. The people they hire, they don't even realize the people they hire are destroying the business. And then it's okay, they build a new one or remodel it, and it does good for 6 months, and then it goes downhill because the people are destroying it. They're literally destroying it. you'll go through and, well, we're not taking credit cards because they don't want to reboot the computer or troubleshoot it. It's just so ridiculous. I don't even have words for it. And then you're fighting against it so long, the tendency is, well, I'm just going to submit to Babylon because I'm stuck here anyway. I might as well make the best of it. And then you let somebody in your world because you've been free, and these people are slaves to Babylon. So you let this Jezebel into your world, and she's a slave to Babylon, but she thinks she's free, but she's not. She don't even know about what Babylon is. She's under law, she's not under grace, so she's a slave. And then so you say, man, I've been free, I'm free as a bird. Maybe things have changed, maybe people have changed, maybe they're free. And then you get around them and you realize they're still running on programs. They're still in the 666 cube AI flesh mind and don't even know what that means. They're still in a box. They're not free. And you've been free for so long, you think, well, maybe things have changed. I'm free. They look free. They talk free. But then when you get around them, they're not free. They're a slave. They're a slave. And then they try to bring you back out of 5D into 3D because they love their slavery, right? They love Babylon. They love the fake stake of Babylon, Egypt. They love, you know, isn't that what happened with 20,000? They looked back to Egypt and said, we're going back to Egypt. And God swallowed up 20,000 of them. They love Egypt. They love to be Egypt, spiritually gypped. E is spirit, gypped. Egypt is spiritually gypped. Don't go to Egypt because it's a typology of being gypped, spiritually gypped. Never go to Egypt. It'd be stupid to go to Egypt. One news lady went over there and got raped or something, didn't she, a long time ago? You don't go to Egypt. Egypt. You don't go to Madagascar. It's mad over there. It's mad. That's why it's called Madagascar. The names reveal what they are, whether it's a person, place, or thing, or state, or whatever it is. I don't care what president gets in office. It's United States. It's United States. The USA. United. I guess some people know what I'm saying is true, but they're afraid to talk about it because they'll call you crazy. Your name reveals your calling, your state, your city, your street. Everything is pointing to what you are, you know, or where you're going. And people just can't accept it because they can't believe it's already written. It's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. It's prescribed. Jesus had a script. He followed it. Don't you? Is the servant greater than the master? Don't you have a script? Yeah, you got a script. Everybody's got a script. People don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it first either when I saw it. It's like, is this real? It's all, we're in a 3D version of the Bible. We're in a book. Is this even real? We're in a book. It's hard to believe when you see it, when you wake up to it.